The Sum of All Fears is a new thriller about nuclear terrorism adapted from the Tom Clancy novel of the same name. The movie stars Ben Affleck as a young Jack Ryan at the beginning of his career in the CIA. Guest film critic Armand White has a review.
Sequelitis, Hollywood's Law of Diminishing Returns, is upon us again with The Sum of All Fears, the fourth movie version of those Tom Clancy novels about CIA analyst Jack Ryan. The series started with Alec Baldwin in the Ryan role. Then Harrison Ford took over the next two. Each film made Ryan a more solid and serious guy. Now, to accommodate Ben Affleck and his Pearl Harbor boyishness, The Sum of All Fears offers what can be called an alternate universe prequel. This Jack Ryan is younger than ever, at the start of his career, yet the political events alluded to are contemporary. You could say the story is ripped from tomorrow's headlines. Ryan uncovers a terrorist plot to explode a bomb on U.S. turf. But the plot's also a ripoff from other action-adventure movies and TV shows. It's an embarrassingly adolescent view of how international intrigue works. Affleck's Ryan gets recruited by CIA Director Cabot. That's the role originated by James Earl Jones and now played by Morgan Freeman. With Cabot as his mentor, Ryan goes from Pentagon researcher to globe-trotting investigator because Cabot trusts his expertise on Russian politics. In post-Cold War movies, the Ruskies are always the first suspect until a slicker enemy can be found. The Sum of All Fears compounds our international fears about who's got the bomb by making the Russians, along with assorted quasi-Middle Eastern terrorists, the objects of U.S. anxiety.
Are you advocating we launch a first strike?
It is not a first strike! There's already been a first strike and a second. Don't you get it?
No, I don't get it! I don't understand why we have to nuke them, for God's sake! It's not reasonable!
Did they get it? They practically sank an aircraft carrier! Our missile silos are hot. We're getting nothing but bull from Nemiroff. And let's not forget how this thing started, okay? They tried to kill me, remember? So don't you tell me to be reasonable.
Now, that's not exactly the stuff of breath-baiting suspense. It's more like pop political mockery. The actors you just heard, Ron Rifkin, Bruce McGill, James Cromwell, and Philip Baker Hall, put on their worried white men frowns while playing the U.S. president and his key advisors. This very familiar Corridors of Power stuff isn't sober and tense like Kevin Costner's 13 Days. It's meant to be fun. And though Phil Alden Robinson, the director of Field of Dreams, here orchestrates a Field of Dread, he doesn't satirize nuclear anxiety or military craziness, like Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove did. Instead, The Sum of All Fears boasts a teenage jokester's worst-case scenario. Alan Bates plays the neo-Nazi whose dirty bomb is smuggled into the U.S., and detonated to kill the president during his visit to a sports arena. Awesome, dude. After 9/11, the attempt to make entertainment out of terrorist threats has a Mad Magazine madness. No matter how grim, and despite Clancy's reputation, this isn't really adult entertainment. Jack Ryan is a policy wonk Walter Mitty who dreams of James Bond daring. More so than in the previous Clancy films, Affleck's Ryan is just a mind-reading CIA pup. His youth and frisky optimism enable him to intuit the thinking of Russia's new president Nemirov, who was played by gothic romantic Irish actor Karen Hines. That's a handy skill which sets up the film's hands-on-the-button climax. But we're a long way from the thoughtful, truly adult political dissatisfaction that Harrison Ford and director Philip Noyce brought to the previous sequel, Clear and Present Danger. Clear and Present Danger was the best of the Ryan flicks because it activated the audience's sense of political ethics and it had the series' only memorable moment.
Do you mind if I give you a bit of advice? Of course, you know this because you're a smart guy. You should never make important decisions while you're upset.
You did. And American soldiers and innocent civilians are dead because of it.
I never ordered any...
No, don't even think about playing that game with me. I will not let you dishonor their memories by pretending you had nothing to do with it.
How dare you come in here and lecture me?
How dare you, sir?
How dare the makers of this movie presume to tackle the sum of all our fears, but do so with a comic book, adventure serial, daydreaming, nightmarish insensitivity? The relationship between Ryan and Cabot has none of the world-weary credibility that made Sam Peckinpah's espionage movies adult and memorable. Because Robinson runs completely out of ideas, he recycles movie clichés. That's a trite resolution of post-9/11 paranoia. Once the CIA determines who the bomb welders are, Robinson rips off The Godfather. He stages a killing spree finale, timed to Puccini's Nessun Dorma. It's final proof these filmmakers aren't serious or grown up at all. Just shameless.
Armand White is film critic for the New York Press.